What led to crude oil falling more than 20% this morning? I'm David Brancaccio in New York with less than 40 minutes to go before Wall Street's formal opening today. A market circuit breaker has tripped, preventing the Dow future from falling further. It's been down 1,255 points or 4.9% for much of the morning. At the center of this, angst over how the COVID-19 virus will affect the world economy, and company profits are at the center of this. Angst is a German word for what you're feeling. Among the companies where trading is falling pre-market, Carnival, the cruise ship company, down 9% after a top U.S. health official told the elderly and the infirm simply not to get on cruise ships for now. And ExxonMobil is down 16%, with crude oil plummeting 24% at the moment. This after Saudi Arabia increased production to slap at Russia after Moscow opted out of a strategy to boost prices. Well, today, Europe may be an early warning of what's to come in North America today. My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is in London.
Well, the 100 share index here in London at its lowest today was down 8.8%. It has recovered some of those losses, but the carnage is real. Many benchmarks, including in Italy, Germany, and the Pan-European Stock 600 index, entered bear market territory today, which means they're down at least 20% from recent highs. Interestingly, airline shares have been some of the better performers. They're still mostly lower, since lower oil prices would be good for their business. Investors are really just trying to make sense of a lot of headlines today, from the oil price plunge to coronavirus. The extent of the economic damage is still very uncertain, and markets despise uncertainty.
Now, central banks, I'm thinking especially of the U.S. Federal Reserve, have stepped in recent days to try to soothe investors' nerves, to bring liquidity into the system. We've now seen some action from governments as well in Europe.
Yeah, so Germany over the weekend agreed to spend $14 billion over the next 4 years as part of a package of measures to help companies that are hit by coronavirus. That's significant since Germany rarely deploys any fiscal stimulus. And this morning we heard from the head of the European Commission, who said Brussels is considering ways to offer more flexibility in how it applies state aid and budget rules.
My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig in London, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the Centers for Disease Control has come out with new guidelines for airlines on how they should clean planes between flights. Here's Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
Quick public service announcement. When you walk onto an airplane, especially for a domestic flight, chances are your seat and tray table and armrest have not been disinfected recently. George Hobica, a travel columnist at the LA Times, says planes tend to get a more thorough cleaning when they're on the ground overnight.
But if it's a connecting flight and it lands in Chicago and then 30 minutes later it goes on to Los Angeles, that plane is not going to be cleaned except for removing trash.
Gross. In this new guidance, the CDC says if airline staff see someone who appears to have a fever, they should do a deep clean instead. Disinfect bathrooms and everything within 6 feet of the passenger.
If they can identify the passenger.
That's a big if. Many people with this virus have no symptoms or mild ones. Also, flight attendants have other responsibilities. Samuel Engel at the consulting firm ICF says the new guidelines could lead to delays.
Doing that deep cleaning in between flights for a 6-foot radius around a passenger would, in fact, be quite time consuming.
And expensive, too. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
It is your last chance to get our new Marketplace t-shirt with a donation of just $30. Whether you're giving for the first time or renewing your support, this is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. But don't hesitate. This special offer ends this week. Contribute to independent journalism that you trust today at marketplace.org and get this shirt as a special thank you from us. Once again, it's marketplace.org, and thank you. You may have heard the big South by Southwest festivals of tech, music, and movies in Austin, Texas was canceled on Friday with this virus. Marketplace's Andy Euler is in Austin with what it sounds like when economic activity simply vanishes.
Yeah, honestly, I think people around here are still in disbelief about exactly that. South by makes up a $335 million ecosystem, and it affects basically everybody in Austin. I met up with Elizabeth Mathis last night at a bar called Javelina, where she works. She was sitting with about 7 other bartenders, and they were all just talking about what they were going to do now.
I think it'll be okay. Like, I am worried. We were all expecting to have that extra push. It's our bonus, yeah, pretty much. I got hired here in May, and I was, like, holding out expecting to be here for March for South By.
She said she was going to be able to make rent for at least a few months, and she told me she was admittedly concerned about the virus and so many people coming in from out of town, but now she's worried about her ability just to pay the bills.
Now, you have the individuals in this tough spot. Businesses are in jeopardy?
Oh, that's right. Many of Austin's local businesses bake these 10 days into their budgeting. There's a music venue on 6th Street called Hotel Vegas. I went in and caught up with the general manager, Robbie Pollock, last night. He said his venue was supposed to host some official South by Southwest music events. He said those events are still going to try to go on just without the name. He said what he's trying to do right now is make sure that people feel safe about showing up.
We got enough sanitizer, hand washing stations, you know. I ordered face masks. If people want them, they could have them, you know. If you, like, I told my door staff, you know, like, wear gloves.
So the service industry is affected, but it goes beyond that.
Yeah, that's right. The businesses this huge festival touches runs the gamut. You know, you have your hotels, you have your pizza joints, but I spoke with a guy who runs a lighting company. You said he's going to have to hustle just to make ends meet now. There's a guy who runs a business that wraps buildings and cars in vinyl advertising. You know, when Google and Facebook come into town, they want all of their sort of brand there. He said he's set to lose about $75,000 immediately just because it's of the cancellation. Now that it's official that there's no festival, some business owners told me they have a decision to make. Take out a loan or just not pay rent this month.
Marketplace's Andy Euler in Austin, thank you.
You got it, David.
There's news of a $30 billion merger among the companies that insure insurance companies. Aon will buy Willis Towers Watson. I mentioned this not because you needed to ponder reinsurance, but as an example of how some big business deals forge ahead, virus or not. The 10-year interest rate has bounced up from its lows of the day, 0.42%, still low, with the Dow set to open down maybe 5%, 1,300 points in half an hour. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.